Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment reporter Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Molly Smith, Artistic Director, Arena Stage.
And we're here talking Tony Stone, which opened on September 3rd and is playing at Arena Stage now through October 3rd. So get your tickets now. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Listen, Jason, I'm so happy to talk to you again because the theater is open and back. And that's the initial good news.
Yeah, it really is. And so before we even get to Tony Stone, let's talk about that a little bit. Remind our listeners how it's gone over the last year and a half. I know, you know, you and I have spoken and we've done some different pieces on WTOP about different virtual things you've done. But just talk, remind our listeners the sort of what you had to do virtually and how exciting it is to finally be back.
Absolutely. We did a ton virtually. We made three films, including one called 51st State, which is about Washington, D.C. as a 51st state, and also about all of the demonstrations coming out of the murder of George Floyd here in the district. And we were really, really active. We did, I think, 60 or 70 classes. We did our Camp Arena stage. I mean, we stayed very much active, only it was all online because we couldn't be in the building. We were only allowed to have 10 people in our building and of course no live theater. So everybody has been chomping at the bit to get back. It's been 18 months now and we're back, we're roaring back and doing it with Tony Stone, which is pretty exciting. It's Lydia Diamond's play and it is all about the first woman to play professional ball. And she played it in the 50s in the Negro Leagues. So you can imagine the kind of story this is, how what she had to face in her life, what she had to do, because this is a woman who just wanted to play ball. And it's a fascinating story. It's one that I think people are gonna find completely inspirational. And when I think about young people starting out, because anybody who's 12 and over could come and see it, they're going to see something that is going to energize them about their lives and about what they can do with their lives, because she was gutsy.
Oh, absolutely. It sounds like, you know, for anyone who's fans of, you know, like A League of Their Own and those kind of women trailblazers on the ball field stories. Although I guess this is set shortly after that. And you get the element, you know, A League of Their Own knocked down barriers of, you know, women's rights. But there was that whole missing piece of, you know, the whole Negro League part. You know, there was a whole giant chunk of society that wasn't even allowed to play. So talk about how is the ball field and the Negro Leagues recreated on stage? You know, I guess is everyone sort of in those old school uniforms? Is how's the set designed of, you know, of dirt or grass, or how does that look?
Yeah, it is old style uniforms, absolutely. And they were called the Clowns, the Cleveland Clowns. And one of the things that's really, really exciting to me is that we are going to do a free live simulcast of the play at Nationals Park on the center field video board for thousands to experience for free.
What day is that?
That is on September 26th at 7:30 p.m. And you could just go to arenastage.org and RSVP. But what's exciting to me about that, first of all, it'll probably be the most people we would ever be able to perform for at one time, because we can get up to 10 or 12,000 there. And here's the story of a trailblazer within that. So talk about synchronicity, all of that happening at the same time, a play about baseball and a baseball field. And the number of the actors will come zooming over before the performance just to wave hello to everybody as well. So I think that's going to be exciting as well.
Just to clarify, so this isn't like a pre-recorded filmed version. This is going to be a live simulcast of what's going on right across, you know, a couple blocks away over at Arena.
It's live simulcast. It is going to happen at exactly the same time. So I'm sure people who are in the watching it from the ball field, and they can have hot dogs and beer and whatever they want. They will be seeing audience coming in at Arena Stage. They will see information that's about the Negro Leagues, Toni Stone, shows that we're going to be doing in the upcoming season. It's going to be a real treat. And in the meantime, people who see the play live at Arena Stage in person might then want to go to the simulcast as well.
And
So
maybe even vice versa, you know?
yeah, it's fun to do. You could do it both ways because it is a great story and it's wonderful actors in it and beautiful direction by Pam McKinnon.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a good point. Someone at Arena Stage might love it so much that they want to turn out to Nats Park, or they might come to Nats Park for the big, you know, the sort of the event flavor and then say, "Wow, that was so good. I'd like to see it up close and personal in the stage." So it could work both ways. Cool. So you mentioned that it's based on Martha Ackman's book Curveball, The Remarkable Story of Toni Stone. But how when was that actually written?
Well, that's
You know?
interesting too. Samantha Berry, who is a wonderful producer, came to me probably close to a decade ago and gave me the book Curveball and said, "Do you know this story?" And I said, "I don't know it, but it looks like something that we'd be fascinated with." So I took a look at the book. I said, "We're in." And then started a long move toward production. So she then brought in Lydia Diamond, who is an exquisite writer, and audiences will remember her work at Arena from things like Smart People. She's really a wonderful writer. She was brought in as writer. Pam McKinnon was brought in as director. It then started to shift into maybe it's going to be done in New York first before it comes to Arena. So it was done at the Roundabout Theater in New York, did super well, and then Pam McKinnon became the artistic director of ACT in San Francisco. She brought it there. It opened and closed on the same night because it opened and closed for the pandemic. All the while, we were having a co-production between the two organizations. So we've had the set sitting in our shop for now a year and a half, waiting
Wow.
for this production to come. And you're right, Jason, people will see big, huge lights, you'll have a sense that you're at a ball field. You'll have bleachers as well. You'll see all of the guys playing too. It's really, really fun.
That's really, really cool. And thanks for doubling back around and explaining what the visuals will look like, because I asked that question and then we took a wonderful segue into Nats Park and I forgot we never talked about the set design. So thanks for bringing it back around to that. Cool. So obviously, you know, it'll be cool to see how, you know, you recreate the baseball and that sort of action, but talk about sort of maybe, you know, more social undercurrents or subplots that we get to enjoy with the story. Obviously, there's the whole, you know, civil rights aspect to it. And talk about how this story came at a time, you know, Jackie Robinson had just integrated the men's, you know, pro baseball in like 47. And that so it's sort of between that Jackie Robinson moment and, you know, MLK and the civil rights movement, you know, in the mid to late 50s. But talk about how it was sort of right in that time when the country was changing.
Well, good for you, Jason. It is right in the time as a country was changing. So the story is a story about racial strife. It is a story about what happened to the baseball players when they were playing in certain cities around America. And it's also the story about what happened as the first woman in terms of gender between men and women. Because you can imagine she wasn't particularly accepted by everybody initially. And it's partly the story of that too. Because a woman who can play baseball, what is a woman really supposed to do with her life except for to stay home and be a good wife and take care of the house? So it is a story of that kind of freedom as well. And in a funny way, I don't know if I would call Toni Stone a feminist. I think she was just someone who knew that her gift was baseball. And however she could play, she was going to make that happen.
You know what? Sometimes it's, you know, you strip the political label off. It really comes down to just that universal truth of, wow, this is my gift that I'm born with. And, you know, I'll be darned if anyone says I can't see it through. And that's true equality right there. Awesome. Anything else we should know about this? I want to speak directly to the listeners, you know, and you haven't been to Arena Stage in over a year and a half. You know, come on out and, you know, welcome it back with a bang.
We put together the season with the idea of champagne and soul. Champagne to celebrate this moment through our productions and gathering once again, and soul, because I think we all need soul. We're coming out of the pandemic feeling that, wanting that kind of interaction with our deepest feelings, thoughts, ideas. And this is one of those productions that does both. And Jason, I don't know if you know, but we are part of a group of 15 theaters here in Washington, D.C., ensuring that the theater spaces are safe by requiring all audiences show proof of vaccination or a recent rapid COVID antigen test. And we're requiring that patrons, staff, volunteers wear facial masks that cover their mouth and nose. And we're one of the first theater communities that did this. New York happened in New York. We were already in the midst of figuring it out here in Washington, D.C. We moved into it. And now other theater cities have called us and said, we're going to do it too. So it's happening all over the country. And part of that is just the strength of this theater city. It's a theater city. You know, we're the second highest number of productions in the entire country, right after New York. And so we are robust. There is a lot of programming that's happening all over the city. And I would encourage everybody who's listening to this to get out and see the theater now. Get out and support the theater, because boy, it's been dry for a really long time. And I have to tell you, coming back into the theater, the first things that I saw, and now too, I come out of the theater and everything looks a little brighter, a little clearer. Everybody's smiles are brighter. It is what the performing arts do to our hearts and our souls.
Perfectly said. Well, everybody, it's been a long time since you've been out to Arena, so this is the perfect way to reopen everything. Again, it's called Tony Stone, running now through October 3rd. And then definitely don't miss the Nats Park simulcast there later this month as well. Hey, Molly, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jason.